This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A dramatic spike in Baltimore's murder rate in the last month has further illuminated the tense relationship between inner-city communities and the police. Over the years, there have been attempts to fix underlying unemployment and poverty there. Baltimore was one of six U.S. cities designated as empowerment zones back during the Clinton administration. It got about $100 million in federal funds plus tax breaks for businesses and employers. Baltimore used the money for job creation and training in the 10 years since the program ended, as we've previously reported. A lot of those jobs are gone, but as Marketplace's wealth and poverty reporter Noel King found out, job training is a different story.
The students at the Biotechnical Institute of Maryland have learned that there are 18 steps to correctly washing your hands in a laboratory setting.
First, you need to make sure that you wet your hands, you wet your wrist.
Today's lesson is the importance of keeping samples sterile, so the students are infecting some samples with their own earwax, saliva, dirty hands. And then, student Jamon Turner says,
we'll leave it in there for overnight, take the incubator to a temperature that's ripe for bacteria to grow and fester.
Turner worked as a security guard at Johns Hopkins University before he started attending the Lab Associates program here.
While making my rounds at night one night, I saw a laboratory and I thought to myself, wow, you know, there are people that work in a laboratory for a living. They're a part of cutting-edge research and discoveries within the healthcare field. And I thought to myself, I wonder if there could be a way that I can actually do that for a living.
If he finishes this program, it's likely he will be able to do that for a living. The Biotechnical Institute trains under- and unemployed people in Baltimore to go directly to work in laboratories. This program has its genesis in the empowerment zones. It partnered with a lab company that received tax breaks after moving into one of Baltimore's poorest areas. Students must have a high school degree, but critically, they don't need a college degree, which is increasingly one of the only paths to a middle-class lifestyle. Kathleen Weiss, the executive director at BTI, says students move into entry-level jobs that have a future. The average starting salary is about $27,000 a year, plus benefits.
They may be the beginning jobs in this industry, but if you call them entry-level jobs, too many people have that immediate reaction that is a, you know, low on the ladder and equates to a warehouse job or a fast food job.
Over the past 17 years, around 350 students have graduated. Some employers, cutting-edge biotechnology firms, the Red Cross, and the McCormick Spice Company. In Baltimore, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.